The Biden administration is working to revive the State Department and do that in a particular way. They've set goals to have a State Department that really looks like America and that better serves communities at home. How do you meet those goals? Some members of the Foreign Service have suggestions and have a report out today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Kim Olson spent 6 years in the Foreign Service before moving home to Oregon to start a family and work in the state treasury.
When I moved back to Oregon and I said I was in the U.S. Foreign Service, the most common response people would give me is, "Do you mean the Forestry Service?" It became almost a running joke.
She says the State Department needs to do a better job explaining itself at home, and she'd like to see more diplomats spend time in state and local governments.
It would be wonderful to have people with this kind of background embedded in those offices so that anytime that a governor or even a local official is interested in undertaking a trade mission or doing something that would involve other countries, that you would have someone who already kind of knows the lay of the land.
That's one of the ideas in a report out today by the Truman Project, a network of national security experts. One of the authors, current Foreign Service officer Mariam Safi, calls it subnational diplomacy.
We have mayors and governors already engaging with their overseas counterparts, and they've been doing this for years. So in Pakistan, I got to see this firsthand and in action.
When she was based at the U.S. consulate in Lahore, she oversaw a program that brought together tech entrepreneurs from Austin, Texas, and businesses in Pakistan's Punjab region.
It's increasing investment dollars into Pakistan, but also expanding new markets and business for the folks in Texas. So it's a win-win in terms of the economy, but also the people-to-people. It reframed Pakistan, I think, in the minds of many.
As a Texan of South Asian descent, it stitched together her worlds as well. Retired Ambassador Gina Abercrombie Winstanley has worked on a lot of these reports to fix the State Department, usually written by retired diplomats like herself. This time, she says the authors were younger and had lively debates about diversity and inclusion and the state of America's democracy.
These are people who are mid-level, who are in the middle of it, in the trenches, and that is the special sauce that this report brings.
The CEO of the Truman Center, Jenna Ben-Yehuda, herself a 12-year veteran of the department, says lawmakers are proposing to set up a State Department office to connect with cities and states. That's important because the department doesn't have a domestic constituency.
You know, we can't build an aircraft carrier in every congressional district.
But she says the State Department can send diplomats to local governments.
Because guess who's talking to China all the time? The LA mayor's office. You know, guess who works on climate change? You know, folks who are at the state level in states all around the country.
That was increasingly true after the Trump administration left the Paris Climate Accord, says Lolita Jackson, a climate change advisor in the New York City mayor's office.
All the action has been happening on cities for 4 years. So really, the diplomats who are in these countries need to know that China sends people from the city level to New York and to these cities all the time. That's been happening throughout.
She's become a sort of local climate diplomat, meeting with many environment ministers from other countries without guidance from the State Department.
We just figured out on our own, but it would have been helpful for them to say, hey, if you're talking to Ireland's environment minister, you might want to know these other things going on with Ireland. That would have been great.
Now the Biden administration has to get up to speed on the diplomacy happening on local levels. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.